Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
One of the fun parts about the Super Bowl, all the prop betting, all the things that are silly that could happen, the messed up things. Is somebody going to streak the field?
Yeah. You know. I mean, not everybody's about the X's and O's, Anna. Not everybody's team obviously can be in the Super Bowl the same year, right? So to keep people engaged, to keep people excited, what do? You come up with weird stuff. And if you want to get it really fired up, you put some money on it.
That's right. Seahawks versus the Patriots happening this Sunday at the Super Bowl. Josh Barton is from betonline.ag. And this is one of the things you guys specialize in, is these crazy prop bets that people place.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of our bread and butter when it comes to the Super Bowl. Every year we try to come up with the craziest, wildest, funniest, most outrageous prop bets. You know, we've got the regular game stuff and the regular props, but these get just as much interest as far as bet count and volume as the standard stuff.
Josh, this started in my mind years ago with, like, what color was the Gatorade going to be? What are some of the big prop bets that you're seeing this year so far?
We have about 25 props this year, given the Bad Bunny halftime show. There's been rumors that Bad Bunny's going to wear a dress. We've got odds on whether or not that's going to happen. What style of dress will he wear? You know, ball gown is the favorite. You can get a maxi or A-line at 6-1 or 7-1 odds.
Wow.
Which political figure will join Bad Bunny on stage? AOC is the favorite, followed by Gavin Newsom, and then you got Joe Biden as a big 50-1 underdog long shot there.
But hold on, but seriously,
I mean, what if he fell off the stage?
I mean, there has to be a bet though that Cardi B's coming out with him. She's there anyway.
There is a yes no bet. Will Cardi B make an appearance? And she is a -250 favorite. So yes, she's going to be there supporting her baby daddy Stefon Diggs. And we've actually got some interesting props around them as well. Which will be higher, Stefon Diggs receptions or Stefon Diggs' number of children that he is?
Yeah, well, it's questionable at this point, right?
Got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Josh, given that it is the Seahawks or the Patriots, are there any bets that are concerned the Hawk, right? Because I would imagine the Hawk gets to travel with the team. It's coming to the Super Bowl.
You know, we have one animalia prop bet, and that's, will there be a live animal on stage with Bad Bunny at halftime?
But right. Will there be a bunny?
I think we've got to put this in honor of the Anna and Raven show. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
I just feel like, you know, at any time the Hawk being let loose in an area that big, I mean, I know it's a trained animal that's well-fed, but sooner or later he's going to be like, you know what? Today I feel like an eyeball, and he's just going to take somebody's eye out.
Well, and especially if there are bunnies running around
right.
the stadium.
Nobody thought about that, right? Right, it's a good idea that seemed so nice and cuddly at first, but then turned into a bloodbath. Right?
Josh,
terrible.
You might want to add this in, but I think Travis Kelce is going to surprise everybody where he gets on stage with Bad Bunny.
I think the amount of hate that would generate from the Seahawks and from the Patriots, I think, would be very high.
So we're talking to Charlie Puth this week because he's singing the national anthem.
Right.
Can we throw it or create one in a way that we can convince them to do something?
Yes, absolutely. Love this. This is kind of insider information type of stuff. All right.
Right.
What if we put together, like, what kind of, you know, headwear will he have, or primary color of his top, or what kind of attire he's going to have? Will he screw up a word? How long will he hold the brave note? Of course, the over-under time, which people think he's going to be a little long-winded there. But, yeah, what do you guys think we should do?
I'm liking the over. It's orchestral. I'm going the over, Anna.
He's got a baby on the way. What are the chances he shows up wearing a baby Bjorn strapped to him?
Not good. Not high.
Oh.
I think that's very low.
You don't think so? No?
You know, if you'd like to lodge that bet.
A baby bag, a crossbody baby bag?
Don't think that'll happen either.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to see. If you want to check out all the prop bets, you can head to betonline.ag. Josh, thank you so much for taking the time, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. Have a great one. Enjoy the game.